morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 32. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis, the 32nd chapter. The same night Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had, and Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." And Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." The sun rose upon him as he passed Penuel, limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip on the sinew of the thigh. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. From Jacob's birth, he was the son of promise. From his father's deathbed, he received the birthright. From the Lord's own mouth, at the top of Bethel's ladder, the offspring's blessing was renewed to him. But now Esau is after him with 400 men, and Jacob sees revenge as the only possible reason. Where is the Lord's steadfast love now? Jacob stays behind alone. God has abandoned him. God has forgotten him. And here is where it's tempting for us to talk only about what Jacob cannot see yet. If we'd read on, we'd see that it all works out in the end. Esau comes to reconcile with him, not to murder him. It's tempting to assert into the dark that God has some kind of plan that we can't see, and therefore we should trust in that possibility. This thought is a lot more comfortable than it is to contend with the appearance that God has forgotten us. It appears quite humble, in a way, to remain uncertain. But, dear saints, it is not. It is not humble to be uncertain when your God has made a certain and sure promise to you. That is, in fact, to despise him, to tell him that he's lying to you. Now, pagans and Muslims have such an uncertain and arbitrary God, able to do anything, but not bound to us with any certainty ever. This is not the God of Jacob, though. This is not the Lord God of Israel. Christian faith is not wishful optimism about unknown possibilities. Rather, it is to be sure of what we hope for and certain even of what we do not see. And such certainty is founded not upon that unknown, unseen, unrevealed thing, but on what our God has done of old and what he has said to us. Because the promises of Christ Jesus are not so flimsy. He's invested his own blood in them. Therefore, interposed between the impending doom and the favorable resolution in the next chapter is this wild story of Jacob wrestling with God and prevailing. That forces us to talk not about what is unseen, what is unknown, but about precisely what is seen, what is even grasped here. And that's God Himself. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered. The retreat that Christians are often tempted to make to what God could do, to what God might be thinking, or what possibilities I don't see now, these things all lead us away from God Himself, from what He has actually said to us about His will. Well, maybe He could and He will do exactly what I want. That's the most convenient form of self-invented religion possible. Just as possible, though, is maybe He could and He will do exactly what I fear most, what I probably deserve even. That thought leads to despair. Christian faith does the opposite of these. It doesn't retreat to what is unknown. It stands its ground because it grasps what is certain all the more. It wrestles with God. It contends with Him even when it appears that He has forgotten us, or worse, when He seems to have joined our enemies against us. We grasp not for an out, but we grasp for what Christ has already promised to us. And against what we see arrayed against us, including God's own well-deserved judgment, we grab on to what is sure and certain. And that, you know, it's His objective and clear gospel promises, and especially His objective, even tangible, sacraments. Now, what could we possibly hold with any certainty over against our God? Well, it's only His own words. And in this, then, we see the logic of this psalm that we are praying this week, the logic of telling an all-knowing Lord that He needs to remember His steadfast love, as if He could have forgotten it. Well, that's what Jacob did. That's what Jacob did when he grabbed the Lord by the heel and said, I won't let you go until you bless me. He recognized with whom he was wrestling, the Lord, who had promised great things to him already. And so he said that prayer. This sort of prayer is an uncomfortable exercise of faith that will probably put you out of joint as well. But it is the discipline of those whom the Lord calls by name, and indeed who He promises He will not leave. Remember your promise, Lord, we pray. Bless me already. So pray all the children of promise, so pray the true sons and the daughters of Jacob. From God would nothing move him, not even God Himself. Such confidence is not the certainty of arrogance, but it is the certainty of faith to grip God's promises in Christ and to not let go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.